So when did you decide to go for the council?
I applied for the not too long after I left Orleans, and I got the first job I got was an Irish watchman up in Talla Priory. When they were doing what they used to do was test on cars, you know, the
MOT test, yeah.
something like that, and they had a marquee in the Priory up there, and they wanted somebody to do night watchman. The chap who was an overseer in the council lived up near me. He asked me what I do. I said right, because we only have to finish him with the council, or finish in only like a couple of weeks out. So I got that job for a fortnight. So that finished then, and I was.
You were testing cars, were you?
Huh?
Testing cars.
No, I wasn't testing him.
No.
I was a watchman
The watchman.
over the marquee for
Indeed. Oh,
that
yeah.
night time, you know. I used to stay in the marquee,
Oh, yes.
you know, and watching, keeping an eye on the place.
And then what happened then after that?
Then I got after that fortnight, I was told I'd been taken on the road maintenance section. And I got a job on that. That's where I started then in Tally Yard. It was on the Green Hills Road up there. There was a depot there. And Jack Cunningham was the ganger, I was the overseer there at the time. Another man by the name of Paddy Lee. Then another chap came into it there with Paddy Bevins, like from Rathfarnham. He was our overseer then from the time after him until I left it actually.
And so the change of direction, coming out of Ernie's and getting involved in.
Well, that didn't bother me because I was quite an outside worker all the time. If I would be doing looking after gardens and things like that, and do outdoor work, I did a lot of that work around the church in Bowen Arena.
Yeah.
So like I was fairly used to the hard end of it as well. You know,
and the outdoor life suited
outdoor
you,
life
yeah.
with the football and
oh sure
and
yeah
everything
yeah,
else
yeah.
like you know
yeah, and just can I go through some of the photographs here before
yeah,
which
give
you,
them
before we
give them glasses. That's a photograph of now. There's the Robert Cork and there's the people I live with there. He's actually in the hospital at the moment. But these are.
But this photograph now was taken when?
That was taken in 1973.
And it was taken when HB.
HB, yeah.
Had taken over.
Or Ernie's had taken over HB.
Ernie's had taken over HB.
Yeah.
And that's. That
that's
was,
a lot of the lads there. Like,
yeah.
Got all their new uniform.
Yeah.
You see?
Indeed, yeah. It looks very good. And
yeah.
then the next one after that.
I'm going to show you. I know, just take that. Put it down there. Those are taken in Lewis, 1958. Here he was one of the men that came down with Ornley, Willie McCauley there.
Yeah.
That's me there, of course.
Yeah.
There again, a good looking lad.
Oh, yeah. And tell
now,
me about the.
That's
my,
Ornley's now.
Yeah. Now, do you know about this one, Lily?
No, let him
know.
Talk.
No, that's where they made the Beanos. Like, you know, like the Smarties.
Oh, yes, yeah.
They made the Beanos. Now, I never made a Beano.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind that photograph. There was some people, when it was during the holiday season in Ornies, and a couple of lads would have to stay back, keep things going for certain items. And some fella came in to take a photograph of this machinery. That's down at the bottom of the moulding room. And they got myself and this gentleman down here, Philip Bourne, to stand in. There's not even a Beano in any of them.
My God, yes.
They're all copper piping, or copper
yeah.
things. We were just standing there, letting on we're making Beanos.
Right.
Letting on all
walking. You know.
And so the other ones then are.
That's a 1958 Lourdes.
Yeah.
Now there's some of the people that worked in Ornies. That woman there, she did.
Yeah.
She did. She did.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
It's the dog.
Yeah.
Fella going in.
Delivering leaflets.
Yeah. Here we see now.
Your van's okay there?
Is it?
Yes,
yeah.
That's part of the milk plant in Orleans.
Mm.
Let me see now, what else is here? some of them are duplicated. Because some people ask me to get them photographs and I... Oh, did you want to take any of them? No?
I do. I was just going to ask you if I could bring them to the library and get them scanned and get them back to you again.
No problem.
Yeah. Do you want the big ones or small ones?
Oh, God, I want to. I'll go through them with you and I'll show you. But listen, can I just thank you both for inviting me to do this recording.
It's good. Would you like a cup of tea or anything?
No, I won't. Sure, I'll go because I need to get to the next appointment and thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what I'll do, yeah.
There's now the man I was telling you about, the box maker. He was the man who...
the box maker.
Was over the box room in Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Hughes.
Yeah.
That's in there. This is when they were putting the statue up in the canteen.
I should record that just to remind myself, you know. So, this man here is...
Sam Hughes,
and... What's he doing in this book?
He's leading the procession into the coming down to the factory, down into the canteen, which was over the other end of the yard.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's where they put the canteen, a statue of Our Lady.
And religion was very... people were very religious, and they seemed
Just as a matter of interest, I have photographs somewhere. They used to make the beads for Father Peyton. The priest. The rosary priest.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yes. They made them up in Mormies over on the far side of the yard in one of the little houses. They turned it into a little factory. Now, I have a photograph.
And it was a rosary bead factory.
Oh, the rosary bead, yeah. And not the plastic beads.
Yes. Who was in charge of that?
I've got to have a clue. Who was in charge of it?
Who was in charge of it at the time? God. I often remember going over with stuff to it. But I have a photograph of Arthur Bean, I think Father Peyton, and some other priests walking down the front of Orney Road.
Yeah.
Where you have, what do you call the place up there now?
Johnson's?
Not Johnson's. It's all changed now, of course, you know.
Disorientated,
yeah,
you know.
But it's a photograph of himself and I think Father Peyton and some other priests with him, walking down the road, heading up. They were going up into the back end of the thing is.
Yes, indeed. But again, Willie and Lily, thank you. I mean, it's been great.
No problem.
Thank you very much.